Siman Shin Lamed Zayin, Sif Dalet. Also, it's Tzarich Chovis Al Ha'aretz. So a person is taking, he has a barrel, and he wants to sort of move it around until it sort of is balanced well on the ground. So what he's basically doing is the ground is not even, and the barrel, maybe its bottom is not perfect either. So by moving it around a little bit, he sort of softens out the ground. So even though it's not his kavana directly, the kimush he kaveda yavo lahashris kumus varai pavi psik reishi. So because the barrel is full of wine or some type of liquid, so it's heavy and it's going to flatten out the ground. So as you're moving the barrel around to sort of flat to have it settle well on the ground, you're flattening out the ground, varai. Okay. Mishabura Yutas, the Tzadid. Haino Shahu Mitzadiro, Achatamad Bakarka Yofa, Ayurat Tzidur. He moves it around, back and forth. He rocks it back and forth to the point that it sort of settles it. Chavis Alorit. Haino Chavis Malay, we're talking about a barrel which is full. Okay. Vichain Loyachria, Hachavis Vishbach Bimena. The person cannot turn the barrel on its side to pour out from it, because the weight of the barrel will. Again, we'll come to flatten out the ground. He should lift it up and pour. So as the weight of the barrel will dig into the ground. That's not going to be necessarily beneficial. Even though you have multiple reasons why it's not also the raisa, it's makalkul, it's kalachar yad, and it's enesicha legufa, but still also midrabonin. So since it's heavy, it's going to be mash for the gumois, and it's vare, it's a psik reisha. So the way the Mechaber is understanding this din, it's that the movement itself flattens it out. The Mishabura brings that there's an alternate understanding in the Gemara from Tosis. The problem is not because it's a psik reisha, the osur mitam shema yishkach v'yabal hashos gumus b'miskaven k'reishi hei noyach lo hatzirut. Tosis understand that we're afraid that since he wants the barrel to sit on the ground well, so he might come to actually actively go and flatten out the gumois in order to be able to put the barrel down well. Okay. Now, that's all talking about a dirt floor. If the ground is covered. Taisa Shabbos kosa the mutter. It's mutter. I feel the dasa shulchan aruch to sirlei the habib sikreisha. Lagozim is abim ritzefis. Ayin shom. Okay. So he argues, according to Taisa, that's gzeira is not relevant in that scenario. So you have to say that it be gzeira. It's not. So then, it's mutter. But according to the shulchan aruch, that it's a sikreisha. So then, it should be the gzeira, a floor which is covered, also a floor which is not covered, which is a psikresha. No, it's still mutter. They weren't going to a case of mutafis. People got him bereshis simon mitzadat lahachmer. He's inclined to say that it's usher. All of these issues apply, flattening the ground, all these are halachas which apply to Yom Tov, just like Shabbos. Some people make a mistake to think there's a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov in this respect. But these malachas, there's no difference between the two. Simon Shilam and Ches, Sif Aleph. Hashmos Kol B'Klei Shir is Osir. Person making sound using an instrument is Osir. Avla Hakish Aladel is Kyotzib is that. a person wants to knock on the door, she'enoi, kishe'enoi derech shir, if he doesn't do it in the way which is musical, is mutter. We just use his voice. He doesn't do any action. That's only motor. They make bird calls. They whistle. So there's no iser on Shabbos, even though you're making music. But it's only music which is done through a maisa, as opposed to just with just deeper. Okay. So the Rama adds. So this heter to knock on the door doesn't apply to a knocker. If you have a knocker on the door which is set there for that purpose, I'll be shein or machav in the shir, even though his intent is not musical. Since the kli is specifically made for the purpose of making sound, it's aser. Also the shavas the hakas al delas likra the beis haknesis. Once upon a time, part of the job of the shamash, he would go around every morning and knock on the doors of the people of the community to awaken them to come to daven. So he had a banger that he would use to bang on the doors, which would make a nice loud sound to wake the person up. So since it's a kli which is miyuchad for the purpose of making sounds, so he cannot use that on Shabbos. Ela maka biyodo ela delas, he has to knock by hand. Nice long.
What?
The shamash would go around in the morning to knock on all the doors and awaken them and, you know, and call them to come daven. So, stay ufla b'dis abere. Get up, time to come serve Hashem. That was the standard nusach. He would walk around in a loud voice, declaring that as he was knocking on all the doors at 5 o'clock in the morning.
What lavod is the move?
Stay oof. Stand up. Get up.
Yiddish.
Yeah. Okay, b'klei shir. Now, so there's an Yisra Shmos called b'klei shir. So Mishra Berurah says, lav davka b'klei shir. It's not only limited, the Yisra is not only with an instrument. Al-Af Biyad, it applies also a person just doing it with his hands. Mahakas Kaf Al-Kaf. Hechel Shadar Simcha Bashir is Osir. Kabasa Kosab Simon Shilam Mates of Gimel. We'll see in the next Simon Shilam Mates that Chazal Osir, the clapping, is done in a way which is musical. Mitam Shami Yisakan Klishir. And the reason why Chazal Osir did it is because a person might progressed from clapping to taking an instrument and then doing some type of tikkun in the instrument, which would either means actually making the instrument or means fixing the instrument, and that all goes into this gzeira of music. Now, we'll see there. The Rama brings a heter why people are making nowadays, but that's the ikar adin. Now, Ma'ad Osru b'Sif Dalad, the Hakas Kaf Al Kaf. There's a scenario which we'll see later in Sif Dalad, which the Osru clapping, Kishim Mashamar Aperis, Kelavriach Oifis. So you're the scarecrow. Your job is to keep the birds away. So the birds are starting to settle on the Paris, and you're the shermer. So you clap your hands to startle the birds and chase them away. So that's Osru. Now that's not derech shir, so why is that also? Af shehu eino derech shir. So why is that also? So the answer is hasam. There's a different reason. Hasam atam shem yipol yitol tsror v'yizrak l'mshesarabim kashir to lahavrichem kin mafarisham. That's a separate gzera totally. If a person starts doing actions to chase the birds away, the next thing you do is you take a stone, and you throw it at the birds. You take a pebble, take small stones, you throw it at the birds. Well, that might end up being throwing the stone from where he is into Rosh HaSarabim. So that's a problem. So Chazal said, don't go out, do anything beyond using your voice to scare them away. And this way,
will hopefully not get the situation where a person's going to throw something.
Person
wants to clap to help the child calm down. So if he does it in a way which is with a shinui, that's a mutter. Now,
so they had a very interesting instrument. The instrument was, it had two parts to it. You had a large kli, which had small holes on the bottom. And you would fill it with water, and it would allow out a very small stream or drops of water coming out. And there was a metal kli underneath, which it would take that, it would hit the metal, it would make a sound, it would play a pattern. This is Osir. So even though it wasn't an official instrument, the bottom thing was just a metal sheet or whatever, metal piece, a regular metal plate, and the top thing was maybe had other functions, but the combination right now that you're doing is Osir. They say, it's considered klishir, and it's a problem. For the purpose of a chala, to help him sleep, that's mutter. If the purpose over here is not a slight stream, but a very heavy downpour, which will make a very loud sound and to awaken somebody, it's not musical. A musical sound when it makes a person fall into deeper sleep. His goal over here is to awaken him, so he doesn't. Over here, there's no specifically bedafka, not musical. So therefore, it's mutter shori. Okay, shori. Mechaber says, but the knock on the door. My goal is to make a sound. So if this is Hashmos Kol, I'm making a call. I want the knock to make this loud sound inside the house that they should know. They should open the door, mutter. Now the Mechaber says, I feel the Mishmur explains, the Mechaber is saying, I feel imakash b'kli, even if what I use an item to not bang on the door, and that which they're more answered by the knocker, because that's, or the case of the vector in the morning, is because that was a kli which is made for that purpose. So that's in some way approximates a kli shir. But if I happen to take a spoon and bang on the door, not for musical purposes, but just to make a sound, because they make a louder sound, that's going to be mutter. Even shenu derech shir. Now, if a person want to take a spoon and bang a rhythm on the table, that's derech shir. That's also. But if a person wants to take it to use it to bang on the door to make a loud sound, so it's not derech shir. So that's mutter. There are more added, if you don't do it with any action, just with your voice, that's mutter. So a person whistling or making bird calls, even though it sounds musical, because all the nasser, when all you're using is your mouth. The Aruch HaShulchan says, let's say you want to put your fingers in your mouth to help you whistle louder. So now the chara, there's more than just the pet, there's a mice involved. So the mice of dish over here brings that the Aruch HaShulchan said that's still mutter, because the ikar sound is still being made by the mouth, not by the, you're not really using
The fingers are just to help get the lips, the purse the lips correctly to get the sound. Okay, then he said, but you cannot use the knocker on the delis, since it's miyuchad l'kach, the kli is miyuchad for that purpose. So here it's not derech shir, but since it's miyuchad for that purpose, it's also. It's made for the purpose of making a sound. So then the next step will be that the person will do it then do it intentionally with a rhythm. So the next step would be a tuning fork. So you cannot use that. The cliché, there is a cliché, and he's been mechavim on the shir. The barash hashar pesach ninol v'nitach boi, nira the mutal hakish bar ladelis, kei sheishmo anshay bayis liftach oloi, zera barash al miyuchat rak liftach boi, yas adelis al ninol. If you can imagine, like they would have sometimes, they could have like a crossbar that would keep the door locked. You know, you would lock it, so a person can theoretically take that and bang it down against the holder and make a loud sound. So it's a kli which is there, but it's not miyuchad for the purpose of kol. So that's mutter. Since it's miyuchad for that purpose, it's also hey. I know about your Abba, the Prima Gadol, the Mizan Nishim, the Huad, the also Limshach, the Chut, the Inbo, the Shabbos, Keshishmu, Anshay Bayez, the Chotav Yiftachuloi. You can't pull the doorbell. So they had a doorbell which was mechanical. There was no electricity involved in it. You know, you pull on a string and it made a bell ring. Right? Like all those movies that they pull on the pull and call the servant there. So they had such a thing by the door. The problem is there's no electricity. But it's also because the purpose is to make a shir, make a call, even though it's not necessarily musical, but it's miyuchad for the purpose of making a call. Shem et kli miyuchad l'hashmi a call. Who kavan also gam ken l'zeh? That's what he wants to do. Vayin ber lochem. And yini mutal l'toyach delos k'shiyeh deyash yesh ba inbo. Ayin l'kameh. What about the other way around? That when you open the door, that there is a bell attached to it, and when you open the door, it'll tinkle to inform the people on that the door is opening. If somebody has a store, they have like, you know, right? So you're allowed to open the door. So I'm looking at it. We'll get to that.
Did you say we make a distinction between somebody who's like whistling to another person for attention versus like whistling for a song?
No.
There's no distinction?
No. And my Rebbe told me, you know, I'm 1976. I'm just saying in Yiddish is, you know, goy and fife and yidden is fife and nisht. Fife is to whistle. I don't know, there's a thing that you don't whistle. I'm not sure what the makor for it is. Over here, being some Arka Shabbos, the Chazon Ish said, it's considered pitzusa to whistle.
That's his one. Yeah, it's too bold or something.
Yeah, but okay, I don't know. I don't know of a. He said it. They know. I'm sure, but it's not based on any chazal. And then the Ramah continued and said, therefore, it's also for the shamish to go when he's being the vekker. Vekker is the that was the name for the person who go around in the morning to vekker. But he always called the vekker. He cannot use an instrument or a kli which he would use to bang on the doors to make a sound, so that's also he can't use that. So the Mishabura moves off onto he's not discussing explaining the case of the Matarba anymore, he's moving on to another case. Kan so the Taz discusses this both here and there. So you can't have any bells on your parochas that will tinkle when the Oren opens up, when you open up the Parochus, and having bells on the ksorim that you put on top is also a kimen, the ikar avidate lakola, they're made for the purpose of making sound. This of dancing is the same Isser. This then over here, it's all the same Isser. And we said over there that the tzarech mitzvah is mutter. So over here, having the bells there on the Sefer Torah is called tzarech mitzvah. People will know that the Sefer Torah is moving and they will rise. Okay. That was the Shach says Mutter. And over here in the Mimar tradition, they bring the Rishon Zalman, and said that nowadays it's hard to say that's the purpose of it. It's just more like this we do because it's nice. It's a nice covenant of the Sefer Torah. So he's not sure that qualifies as a tzarech mitzvah. Well, Dharma the Kriya is basically Knesset, the Osir. Now, one second, a tzarech mitzvah is mutter, so why can't the Vekar, who's going around to wake people to go to davening, so it's tzarech mitzvah? Why can't he use the clapper? Is because doesn't have to be Yanacher. So there's no tzarech mitzvah in using that kli. The tzarech mitzvah is knocking on the door, so knock with your hand. Okay. So the oisah ha-pesach ha-paruch is em-mechav l'shmi ha-kol klal kim litl ha-sefer Torah. And the Morgan Rome argues that it's a darshani miskaven. See, that the psik reisha, If the iser is making a shear for the purpose of music, and not mechavim for it, it's not called psik reisha, it's nothing. It's bad to not a maisa of shear. Vayim b'shar Ephraim b'shar Yud Sif Gimel. So there's a sefer on Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. So he goes through a lot of it. It's about the different mistake a person might, you know, halachas of mistakes, halachas of a certain what kriya you read for this, what kriya you read for that, etc. But he also talked about this issue, and he says the daitar shem lechatchila ein lasas kein b'shabbos. Yitaka shouldn't use it lechatchila. Umemakamis shenogu hetter kazeh bazeh kadasa magen avram ein lemchis biyadam ad gan l'shem. So he says, if you have an option, don't set it up like that, but if you're in a place where they do it, they have what to rely on. Okay, now, v'chein linyan imutu litoch adelish k'shideya sheyesh b'inbol. So now going back to the question which he raised at the end of Sif Hei, Sif Katan Hei, opening a door which has a bell, is that mutter tolagam kein b'soros ataz and we're going to run on out. So the shach is not relevant over there, but the Morgan Rambam argues that it's a darshani miskaven, so it's not called derech shir. Right? So that's this argument. Tazos, so the Morgan Rambam is shori. Direction of Sevadelis, Beshabbos, and Mechavim Lashmi Akol. I'm opening the door, I'm not thinking that a kavana is to make a musical sound. We have a Groshom, Simon Shalalov, Saif, Siv Cotton, Saif, Siv Cotton. Chaf Gimel Mucha to Husar Regam Ken Kataz. He passes the Zosir. The Kimish Einbol Miyuchid Lashmir Kol Enaf Kimir B'Mashu En Mechav and Lezet. But it's not a question of what his intent is. That's what it's put there for, and that's how it functions. That's called when you open the door. You want it to function normally. So that's his lack of thinking about it. Doesn't make him mutter. The Rabbi holds that you can't use the argument of the Magen Rum alone, It's only mutter if you combine the swar of the shach of the tzarach mitzvah, which doesn't apply to the door. It applies to your parochus, but not your home. You should take off the bell. Or you can put some soft material inside of the bell. So therefore, even if the clapper will not bang against the outer shell of the bell, and it will make a sound. In a case where it's necessary, you didn't take it off before Shabbos. So he just takes it. He uses a kli, but not a kli miyuchad l'kach. So you know, during the week he has his designated hammer that he uses to bang on the doors, and on Shabbos he'll take a spoon. So that's not a kli miyuchad l'kach, and it's mutter. Masha maka hashamish basically nesses al shulchan mashmiya kol kedei lo hashkid ha'om l'chazor sashatz. So he'd bang on the bima to quiet the people that they could hear chazor sashatz. He's not using a clear miyuchad for that purpose, so it's mutter. So if you bang on the beam, it makes a nice loud sound. If you put a book there, and you bang on the book and then on the beam, it makes even a louder sound. So you can't use a sefer for that purpose. I was in a very large shul in Eretz Yisrael, and they had this Einfall, this idea, if you take like a leather pillow, bright idea, if you take a leather pillow, you put it on the bima, and you bang on it, it makes a really loud sound. So I'm not sure that doesn't go into Kli Miyuchad L'zeh. It was made, they made it for this purpose of making the sound.
The bima would be better.
The bima is mutter. The bima wasn't made for sound purposes, but they remember they have a leather pillow which you whop it, and it just makes this phenomenal sound. It's really cool. Actually, has a paddle that he used. The shul is very large, so they need, you know, they came up with this idea. Obviously, they had a place because that is mutter.
It's a rough tefillah.
Able to argue the Sarach Tefillah. I remember when I saw it, I said, that's really interesting, halachically, you know. Besides the Einfall, there's the idea with the halachal idea that doesn't matter.
Maybe somebody slept on it in off time or something? Would that make it better?
Maybe. I doubt it, though.
Bang on the sefer, though, would be a problem. Cover for the sefer anyway.
Yeah. Okay. I was once in a show where the gabbai did that.
Absolutely bang on.
If you put a sefer on the bima and you bang on the sefer, it makes a lot much louder sound.
Yeah,
so I was diving next to the bima. This is a year. This is like 1975. I'm in some, you know, minion in New York City, something in Brooklyn somewhere, and the gabbai wanted to make it quiet. So he grabs the sitter and he bops the sitter on top of the bima. So next time, as he did, I pulled the sitter away, and he gave me this not nice look. You know, I think it was, didn't expect that. I mean, I was a teenager, so there's element of, you know, my fiery covet of the sefer is also the element of the hanoah of teasing the guy. Both were there. In the Sharatzin over here, in Zion. It's a long, long piece. I really want to take one point out of it, but I think we'll see the whole piece to follow it. And there's points and points in the Berloch I want to see also. Well, let's have time now for the Sharet Zion. Okay. It's a cut in Zion. So he's bringing up here that the Gra follows the opinion, he agrees with the Taz that he holds that these things that it's also to have the musical bells on the Sefer Torah, etc. And by the door, when you have a bell on the door, we open the door, it's going to be a problem. So the Gra agrees to that. How do I know? It says from the Gra, it's Mukach, he holds like the Taz. He doesn't take explicitly, but you see from his what he's saying that's what he holds.
What's like the Taz?
The Taz is the one who says that there's a problem. That's also because of it's going to ring, the bell's going to tinkle.
What's also because the bell's going to
tinkle? We open the door.
Open up what door?
In a case where there's a bell which is attached to the door, when you open the door, sometimes you go walk into a store, and they have like a bell, not mechanical. It's not electric. It's mechanical. It's attached to the door. You open the door, the bell makes a sound. So according to the Taz, you can't open the door. Because the bell is made for the purpose of making sound, and when you open the door, it's not going to happen. So it's also. So how do we know the Gra holds like that? There is sosim shom b'yor the harim akor l'dibrei ramos shom the osir lubayish beged sheyesh by inbol hamashmiya kol. So that the ramos says you can't wear a garment which has bells on it. So he says that. The Goyen says, "What's the source of that din of the Ramah?" We hold the Osir Gemara, the Talmud, the Behema, Bechotzer, Bezug, Shena Pokuk. So the animal, you know, you can't have an animal having a bell around its neck. You have to put something inside of the bell to deaden the sound. That when the clapper hits it won't hit the metal and make a sound. It'll just hit the soft material inside and not make any sound.
I thought the reason that was because it looks like you're bringing him to the shuk.
There's an issur of taking that's outside of the chutz, so that's in the street. Even when it's pakuk, it's aser. But the issur which is in the chutz, it's aser. If it's pakuk, it's mutter. Mm-hmm. If it's enal pakuk, it doesn't have that. It's aser. So the Gra, that's this din that you're having something making a sound. So the Morgan Rome, the Shita says, doesn't know why the case is Osir. Now, the case which the Mor allows the Eved to have the bell, it's talking about the issues. It's not a problem with Saw. But it has to be pakuk, otherwise you have a problem with Shmuel's coat.
What kind of a bell? The servant?
Yeah. On his garment. The Eved would have on his garment these bells. V'af the gam agros sirle simin zed the eel enemis gamin the kol shori. So the Goyen says that if your kavanah is not for sound, it's mutter. So the more talked about when the kier was lowered down through a pulley system into the water overnight. There should no problem of lina on the water. In the morning they would raise it up by cranking it up. Well, that crank made a lot of noise. But it's mutter. But that's because the purpose of that wasn't to make sound, it was lishar mayim. So the fact that in other words, the chara, both cases are enemis kavan. I'm not thinking about making the sound in either case. So that's not enough. Over there, it's not mechavan. It wasn't made for that purpose. But over here, I was saying, lachadchila bukvabegad kneil shmiya kol. It was made for that purpose. It was a loyvish abegad nasikila mechavan lezet. So that's called kavana. So I remember I told you from Shlomo Zalman that he holds that opening the refrigerator door is not called Psik Reisha, it's called Kavana. If there's a light there, because that's how the system is made to work. So that's this argument. Yeah, I'm not thinking about making the sounds with the bell, but the Maisa, that's how it's set up, that it's supposed to work. That's why it's there. So that's why it's there. That's called being Mechavan, even though you're not being Mechavan. So it's a similar sort to that idea over there. That's the point I want to point out. Okay.